Well, Dean, certainly in the first 45, it felt like one of those days where everything that can go wrong was going to go wrong for you.
Well, I think it did go wrong for us. The only thing I got out of the first half was the fact that it was only 1-0 down because we didn't turn up. It was, I've said earlier, it was almost as if the game was bigger for them than it was for our players because we didn't win any duels, we didn't win any second balls, we didn't get in their faces and force mistakes. We kept giving the ball away cheaply, and that's, you know, not us, that's a team of technical players who just weren't good enough in the first 45 minutes, and you can't give anybody a 45 minute head start in any game, and we did that today.
You did step on a little bit more in the second half, had one or two more chances, but ultimately Wolves are the kind of side that will hurt you on the counter.
Yeah, I mean, they've got, you know, pace with Traore and Jota the other side, and Jimenez for me probably one of the best strikers we've come up against. I thought he, good player, great movements. So, you know, a test for both our centre-halves. And, you know, I'm not going to make excuses for injuries because, you know, they happen. And we've got a deep squad. Ezri Konsa, I thought, was the pick of our players today. I thought he showed an accomplished display in what was a lacklustre, certainly first 45 minutes. So there's enough in our squad to go and get a result. And, you know, we had them on the back foot at times in the second half. As I say, they're always a threat on the counter-attack with the pace that they've got. And, you know, it was probably tough on us that we conceded that second goal.
What sort of thing did you say at half-time?
Probably not for the airwaves.
One or two cages rattled.
Yeah, there was a few, yeah, because I was very annoyed at, you know, what I saw. And just a lack of desire, to be honest, in the first half. You know, I know Jed Steer's gone off and their Matt Target's gone off, but, you know, we were just so sloppy on the ball, so loose in everything we did. And, you know, it's a 45 minutes I've not seen probably since Wigan away last season.
Yeah. Talk about the injuries then. Obviously, we knew Jack was 50-50, but Tom Heaton and Bjorn Engels.
Yeah, no, Tom's been struggling with a calf, and he wasn't 100%, so we couldn't risk him. And as I've said, we're quite blessed with goalkeepers in this club. We've got four internationals anyway. So sad to see Jed go off after 3 minutes in his first Premier League start for us this season. And, an Achilles injury, and I hope he makes a speedy recovery from that. But Oyan went in and, you know, did OK with what he had to do, to be honest. But Tom was missing, and Bjorn came to see me yesterday morning, just said he didn't feel 100%. He got a bit of a hip problem that he was feeling in training, and it was the first I knew about it yesterday. But I'd much prefer him to come to me and say that, for the better of the team. So, it's quite simple to put Ezri in. He's a right-sided centre-half, and he's been doing well in training and in the games he's played. So, you know, we managed to deal with them injury situations quite easily.
And your options were further limited with Matt Target going off as well. What was the situation there?
Yeah, Matt got a whack on the head, and had blurred vision. So, as with any head injury, you have to get them off. So, two enforced changes within 44 minutes probably stopped me doing three at half-time.
Just probably could do with this two-week break then.
Yeah, we could, because, you know, that's not us that you saw in the 45 minutes. You saw a little bit of us in the second half. And, we've been competitive in every game this season, and that's the first 45 minutes, really, that I can actually say that we weren't competitive today.